Welcome to another thrilling episode of Space Letters! Dear Two, and you just know that these intros are going to keep getting stupider, right? Okay, just as long as you know that. Dear Two, I have a small problem I'd like your worldly advice on. I'm not gay or bisexual, but I seem to have a strange obsession with cocks. They really turn me on, and it's starting to get weird. I'm not physically attracted to guys in any other way, and I'm not sure why. I've been in a relationship with a guy before because of my cock obsession, and I just loved it. But the relationship didn't last because I wasn't attracted to him, just his cock, and touching it, sucking it, and so on. Please try and help, because I'm not sure what the hell is going on. Thank you, from Anonymous, from the Channel Islands. Okay, here's the deal. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but if you're a guy and you're obsessed with sucking dick, then you are a bona fide gay guy. There's just no way around it. I think it's a law or something. If you like to suck the cock, then you are gay. Unless you like to suck really tiny cocks, then you're just Rush Limbaugh's wife. It sounds to me like you're going through what a lot of gay people go through at first, because we're all taught all our lives that gay people are these child-boffing, godless degenerates, and we believe it. And then one day you go, hey, I'm dreaming of hot love shaft, but I'm not gay. I'm confused. How can I dig the penis but not be gay? It is like if I was obsessed with lard but was not Rob Reiner. It doesn't make any sense. And it's a very confusing thing, I know. And if you've been loving a guy's cock but not the guy attached to it, that doesn't mean you're not gay. It just means you're sucking on a really boring guy. Just because you love penis doesn't mean you're gonna love anything that has one attached to it. There's personality involved. There has to be chemistry between you. Gay guys fall in emotional love, just like anyone else, and you're not going to get that just because you want to slobber on part of their body. I think that you are a gay guy who just hasn't found the right lover yet. You need to find a guy that you fall in love with first, and then worry about pumping his nards after that, you know? Find yourself a gay group of friends to hang out with. Go dating, meet guys, make them give you beer. You'd love a guy if he gave you beer. I mean, I would. Dear Two, I was listening to an episode of Two Cents last night, and the legendary drink, absinthe, was brought up. My question is this: why is this stuff illegal here in the U.S.? Was it just swept under the rug with pot and other such harmless things during Reagan's war on drugs? Or can it really do damage? I'm under 21, and I've never been overseas, so I wouldn't know through experience. Warmest regards, Tiraloo.
Why, I'm surprised at you. Don't you know we have these laws to protect the lives of the wonderful citizens in these here United States of America? We can't just allow these things to kill on contact to be legal. Things like pot and gay marriage and booze on Sunday will kill you instantly and send your immortal soul streaming a fiery trail through the atmosphere of hell, just like a NASA shuttle over Texas and plummeting straight into Satan's stoked fondue pot of torment for all eternity. Absinthe is one of these deadly things, unlike the things we've left legal to enjoy in perfect safety. Things like motorcycle riding, electricity, cleaning chemicals, and killing Middle Eastern people. Actually, the official reason absinthe is illegal is because it contains a hallucinogen called thujone. I believe that's how you pronounce it, which has been banned by the FDA, even though it somehow still shows up in over-the-counter products like Vicks Vapor Rub, Absorbine Junior, and just regular vermouth. However, I declare this bullshit and say that it's probably illegal for the same reason a lot of these things are, because some fuck-brained idiot downed a bottle of this shit to make his dick look big in front of his college fraternity and killed his damn fool self. And if it's dangerous to the stupidest of retards, then it's gotta be illegal for everyone. That's just the way it works in this country. Absinthe is illegal because we have to protect the morons instead of letting them die and getting on with evolution. There's your answer. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. Dear Two, I wrote this mainly to ask if there's a certain question you get asked over and over again, and you get really tired of getting asked it. From Brian the Rat in Orlando, Florida. Yes! There is, and I'm very glad you asked that question. I will thank the gods that you asked that question tonight, right after I slap my meat soldier. Probably about a quarter of the Dear Two letters I get, and that's a whole lot of them, go something like this. Dear Two, www.newsforyourface.com/local/george_bush/article-that-will-piss-you-off_bitch.html.fuck. What do you think of this? Love, some fucker.
What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Dude, that URL is the bizom.
I think URL technology is
really advanced in the last few years. Just the way those dots and slashes are laid out there makes me want to tug on my penis. I mean, what? What am I? I don't understand. Why are so many people wanting me to comment on a string of hypertext link? But I'm going to try, and I'm just going to answer them all right now at once. If you want my comments on a long string of text that send you to a web page, then when you click on it, I think they're nice. Without URLs, it would be a lot harder to find shit on the web. On the other hand, if you're wanting me to comment on the contents of the page that the URL is pointing to, then my answer is no! Because unless the people listening to this file go and read the page, then they won't have any fucking idea what I'm commenting on! And I'm not gonna read the whole fucking page in here! So, just so you'll know, there are very, very few reasons I will outright delete a Dear 2 letter on first sight, and this is one of them. The main other reason is if it's a Dear 2 letter from God asking me to advertise his new porn site. I hate it when he does that. Dear 2, where I live, there's this big discussion about whether guys should wear makeup, and I mean girls' makeup, like foundation, sun powder, etc. I, myself, being the heterosexual guy I am, don't think much of the recent feminine guys' metrosexuality thing. I think that guys should be guys and girls should be girls, not the opposite. If people were mostly interested in types similar to themselves, wouldn't there be more homosexuals? And what about the masculine and feminine role models that parents ought to represent? I would very much like to hear your opinion on this, you being the gay man and all. Loving your work and best regards, Bal from Norway. Well, see, what you're talking about here is a cultural issue. Since the dawn of fucking time, people have wanted everyone else to act and look just like they think they ought to. What if the world had a majority gay population? Then you would be sitting there right now wearing a pink push-up bra and glittery fingernail polish. What defines a male is having a chunk of penis hanging somewhere off his body. Doesn't matter, could be hanging out of his left fucking ear as long as he has one. That makes him a male. No one else has the right to define what a gender should wear or how they should act or look or whatever. People should be able to act or look whatever like whatever they want to look like. It's certainly not hurting anyone else. The only thing I can think of that could possibly suggest what males and females should look like would be nature. And in many cases where the males and females look different, the male is the more colorful one. Think of birds. Male birds are like nature's drag queens. They're colorful, always singing, and make a lot of noise, and everybody wants to shoot them. If we went by nature, then everyone would be completely naked, and it would get really fucking cold, and then your balls would do that thing where they shrivel up, and that's just not right. Balls should never have to shrivel up. It says so in the Bible. So as long as we're going to depart from nature and wear anything, then people should just, you know, be able to look like what they want. Guys wearing makeup is just an example of people breaking cultural norms, and if no one ever did that, we'd still be living in caves. So, in short, personally, I think a guy in makeup looks pretty damn silly, but it's an element of society that we need, and it's not damaging anything, so I say, hey, let him do it. Why not? Dear 2, I'm 18, and I've never had a proper boyfriend or girlfriend. Lately, I've been feeling a bit lonely and horny and wanting to get into a relationship. Now, the only person who really has my eye at the moment is a friend of the same sex. As far as I know, she's straight, but clearly not homophobic. And as far as I know, I'm at the straight end of bisexual. But I find myself strongly attracted to her, both her body and her personality. I've even had fantasies about raising children with her. Is it worth taking the chance that she'd be interested in a same-sex relationship? Or should I just be satisfied with our platonic friendship and try to find someone who's definitely into girls? Respectfully, Serena of Cleveland. Have you ever heard the expression, life without risk reaps no reward? Of course you haven't, because I just made it up. But that doesn't mean it's not true. Nothing really worth having ever comes without risk. I mean, you may have yourself a rack of barbecued baby legs right in front of you, but do you let the risk of being sent to prison stop you? Heck no! You dig right in and enjoy that tasty baby meat. The question you're asking, though, is it worth losing a friend to try and have a closer relationship? Well, I have to say the answer is no. True friends are something to be cherished. And when you get one, you really need to hold on to. I mean, who do you go to when a lover breaks your heart? You go to a friend. People don't need lovers, but they wouldn't be able to make it without friends. You could always talk to her about this. You could always ask her how she feels about such things. Slip it into a conversation somewhere and see how she feels about it. You might even tell her you're interested in her, but make sure she knows that you value her as a friend more, because ultimately, that's far more important. And I know this because I have so many friends. I'm so very well liked, and God, I'm lying. And finally, the last letter of this episode of Space Letters. Dear 2, I am 16 years old and I live in School, Ireland. My dad is an alcoholic, go figure, but he does stupid stuff when he is drunk. Yes, I know drunk people do stupid things, but my dad, more than most, like walking to other people's houses and sleeping in other people's beds, and I swear to Christ, it's gonna get him killed, etc. I've tried getting him to go to rehab, but he simply goes down to the old pub instead. What the fuck can I do to make him stop being fucking retarded and not drink so much? Not to stop drinking entirely, but just not to do it as much, like not every fucking day. What can I do to help? From Colin Z. Yeah, thank you for those two periods, man. It's nice to breathe now and then. Well, here's an idea for you. I know some people who've been cured from drinking this way, and it certainly won't hurt to try. You see, when you're drunk, you don't care if you vomit on the Virgin Mary. It doesn't matter to you in the slightest how stupid you look trying to break dance on the kitchen floor or sticking your dick into a light socket. You just don't care. God could float down and point right at you and say, "You are being a dumbass." And you just be, "Well, fuck you. What do you know anyway, man? You're not smart. You're stupid. And you gave me a tiny dick anyway. You wouldn't even care." Few drunk people get the chance to know what it's like to be around them from a sober point of view. So what you need to do is get a video camera, and the next time your dad drinks until he's stumbling around like a one-legged man on a spiral staircase, grab it and film him. Get some good footage of him being a complete drunk idiot, and then later you can show it to him and tell him that's why he needs to stop drinking. And never underestimate the horror that someone goes through when they see themselves when they're not in control. If you've tried everything else, then you need to start getting creative, and this little idea might just work for you. I don't know. Give it a try, and if your old man gives up drinking, then you can send me all his booze. That's all the letters we're going to do for this time. I'll bring you some more letters sometime fairly soon. Remember, if you'd like to send a letter in, send it to deer2@ranting-griffin.com. That's all for this time. And remember, if you find yourself between Rob Reiner and some lard, run!